And all the years that I've grown up in the church, there's always been a large focus on holiness, but it's always been connected to what I do rather than who I am. And I'm telling you what, when Pastor Jordan took the time, which I know I've been in services with you before where you take the time to slow down for a moment and you really, you just be still in his presence, all of a sudden there's things that he can reveal and show you that sometimes you just read and we go over, we hear preached, we hear people break, you know, give us points on things and sermons on stuff. And so many times we hear those things that we don't really take the time to stop for a moment and really listen. What does that mean? Be holy, for I am holy. And I just begin to think, well, is holiness really attainable? Nobody's going to answer that out loud, are you? Of course it is. Matter of fact, it's not only attainable, it's required. This is where our brains are going to start smoking for a moment. Being holy is not only attainable, but it's required. Hebrews chapter 12, let's look at this, verse number 14. Pursue peace with all people, and holiness, somebody help me out, without which, does anybody hear what I'm saying? Be holy as I am holy is what it's literally, that's actually quoted out of Leviticus. But we're literally supposed to pursue holiness because without holiness, it's impossible for us to see God. How many of you have seen the Lord before work and move in your life? How many of you have experienced God before moving in your life? Come on, let me just see your hands. Guess what that means? That means you reached holiness. If you've seen the Lord, if you've seen him move, if you've seen him operate, if you've talked to him, if you've experienced him in your life, if you're here today because your life has done a big 180 and all of a sudden you used to be heading that way and now you're heading this way because of the impact of God's presence in your life, how many of you know what that means is you've confronted holiness face to face. Now, let me just, you have to forgive me for just, you know, just talking. We'll just have a conversation about this. Because holy, there's not really a whole lot I can just get up here and tell you everything about holiness, except for I wanted just to show you what the Word of God says about holiness. And how many of you know it's God's nature, it's His nature, He is holy. He doesn't do holy, He is holy. And so literally the wording of this is really important. I don't think he tells us to be holy as I am holy on purpose. I think he says that because you can't do holy. You can only be holy. It doesn't matter how much you and I try. It doesn't matter how much you pray. It doesn't matter how many scriptures you memorize. It doesn't matter how many life groups you go to. It doesn't matter how good you preach. It doesn't matter how awesome your worship time is. You cannot create holiness. The same way Pastor Jordan said this morning, you can't heal yourself. You can't bless yourself. Everything comes from the Father, including yours and our holiness. And this is really important. I know this is elementary. This is so elementary, but this is so necessary for the body of Christ today. Let me tell you why. Because this is so important to yours and I's identity. That literally whether we see God or not is banking on this. What does the word holy mean? Probably the best definition or the simplest definition that comes out of Scripture. There's obviously different definition 1, 2, 3, 4. We can talk about being sanctified or pure. Those are all there, but really the best definition for holy, just really simply, is set apart. Literally means set apart. And here's the deal. The reason why you and I can't make ourselves holy and we can't do holy is because the only one that can set something apart is the owner of that thing. How many of you know, if I wanted to just come down, come here, Cole, help me out. How many of you know, I can say this, I can try this. I can say what I want to do is I want to set this watch apart here and I'm going to set it over there and give it to that guy. How many of you know, I can't do that legally. I could do it if, you know, I could, you know, I definitely can beat Cole up and take the watch. That ain't... We all know that ain't a problem. But reality is the only one who's allowed to set something apart is the owner of that particular part. If this jacket is part of my being now, how many of you know because I have this jacket, I can take this jacket off and I can set it apart. Well, God chose to set you and I apart. Who do you belong to? Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3. I want to read 3 through 6. I've gotten to where I could read just one verse, but I think it's important we kind of read the whole section here so we can grab a hold of this. But Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3 through 6. Do we have that up there? Awesome. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Now, just so you guys know, I'm an expert. I don't know if you guys knew this, but I am an expert in Greek, in the Greek language. And so I would just want you guys to, I want you to know this. That word every, everybody say every. Do you know what that word every means literally in the Greek language? Every. Do you know what? If you get everything, how many of you know there's nothing left? I want to repeat this again. This simple, but this, because some of you in here think you're waiting for something that you don't have to wait for anymore because you're thinking there's something else that's available out there, but I just want to let you know something, that He has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Everybody say every. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now, this is the key, in Christ. Just as he chose us in Him, I want you to catch this. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, are you ready for this? He chose you and I before the foundation of the world to be holy. So what that means is before you ever came out of your mother's womb, before you had an opportunity to do holy, He already set you and I apart as holy.